We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something I'm made for.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Hearing Billie Eilish made me think of a video. I got sucked into watching a video that American Idol posted yesterday. And I forgot that American Idol was even still on TV.
You did?
I haven't watched American Idol in so long, but I watched this video that they posted yesterday because they're in the whole audition process right now.
Uh-huh.
Where all the contestants are coming in and they're filtering out who's going to Hollywood, all that kind of thing. This girl's name is Abby Carter. I heavily edited this video, but she sang Billie Eilish's song. Here she is.
Hi, who are you?
My name is Abby Carter.
Abby Carter.
How young are you? 21. I have been a fan of American Idol my entire life, and so I think I've been telling myself since I was a kid, when I got old enough, I would do it, and I guess this is just me doing it.
Well, what are you going to sing for us?
What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish.
So she sits down at the piano. And this is a tough song to sing. What do you think?
Sure, yeah.
I used to float. Now I just fall down. I used to know. But I'm not sure now what I was made for. Was I made for? Taking a drive, I was an ideal. Look so alive.
Come on, girl.
I have chills.
I'm not real.
You better.
Just something you pay for.
At this point, Katie was crying, correct?
It was amazing.
It's our position to start playing this version. Just swap it out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so she finished up her songs and the judges were amazed.
Yeah, just like gobsmacked.
They're like, should we just make her the American Idol right now? And Katie walks over there and she said, and she did the whole television thing. She had the perfect line down. She said, this is what you were made for.
Oh, and the tears were flowing.
I was crying.
You're such a sucker for a good story.
I do love those. The audition process would be my favorite process of American Idol because you find out their backstory, their home life, and you see them just put everything on the line for their dream of becoming a superstar.
Yeah.
And yeah, so her name is Abby Carter. It's A-B-I Carter.
Okay, so we know who we're rooting for this season, right?
I think I'm rooting for her.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be amazing if she wins the whole thing?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You heard it here first.
There you go.
The Q Morning Show with Morgan and Bill. Q104.
I listen every morning. Old songs, new songs.
I love the music. It makes you feel good in the morning when you're listening to it. Q104.
Time you find a little something. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So, Morgan, what is being advertised as summer's hottest accessory?
The flip phones are coming back. And not only that, it's a pink Barbie flip phone, which, let's be honest, like, we should be over the Barbie movement. Like, it's been how long?
It's been a year. It's been an entire, almost a year. Like, it was last summer.
I feel like you kind of missed the time frame on this because it's coming out in July. So it's not so much for me the fact that it's a pink Barbie phone, but it's just the fact that it's a flip phone.
Yes.
It is a throwback to the old school dumb phones. They have the buttons instead of touch screens. It won't be connected to internet. Pure nostalgia.
Yeah, you're right. The company that's coming up with this, whoever they are, they're missing out. Barbie was last summer. It was so last summer.
Right.
I do not think this will be summer's hottest accessory, but you enjoy a flip phone.
I just feel like it would be nice to have flip phones back.
Okay, so on this flip phone.
It's hard to say.
It is hard to say quickly. On this flip phone, what kind of features did you say they were going to have?
It's like the T9 to text. So it's not a touchscreen. It's like the actual physical buttons. And it will not be connected to the internet. So no Instagram, no Twitter, no nothing besides texting and calling and taking pictures.
Was texting that way an easier way? I can't even remember doing it that way. I want to say that it was more difficult with trying to capitalize letters and things like that.
Yeah, I want to say it's more difficult too, but man, when you get in a fight on the phone and you had a flip phone, you were like very angrily, boom, bye. Oh, it just did something to you. You can't get that anger and that rage out when you have the brick iPhones or whatever it is that you use.
Did you ever have a BlackBerry?
I did have a BlackBerry, yes.
I kind of miss the BlackBerry. I think that I'm so used to the iPhone now that it's like I don't even remember.
You can't go back.
I can't remember the nuances of the I remember enjoying it, but now I think that if I had one in my hand,
you wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be like, why did I enjoy doing it this way?
Oh yeah, I remember you would slide it up and it was like a mini computer at your fingertips.
And it never really fit in your pocket very well. So I didn't enjoy that.
I just do miss the good old days, truly.
Yeah, it's nostalgic for sure.
And I feel like if you want to stop doom scrolling or if you want to break the habit of being on your phone before bed, this is the way to do it.
The flip phone.
Yeah.
Slam it shut. Go to sleep.
Exactly.
So yesterday I managed to embarrass myself in front of somebody else. But however, later in the evening, he did even worse than I did.
Oh, okay, good. So you guys both embarrassed yourselves.
Pretty much. Like, he was way worse. I'll tell you what happened next. It's the Q Morning Show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Looking down at all I see.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So if I ever have the opportunity to meet you in person, just know that 30 seconds after meeting you, there's a really, really good chance that I'm going to forget your first name.
Okay.
It's a problem that I've had all my life. I have tried different techniques to try to work on it. I know it's a problem, and sometimes it can be embarrassing. Like, for instance, if I was meeting Morgan for the first time and she would say, "Hi, my name is Morgan," I'd be like, "Morgan, Morgan, 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 Morgan." I say that like five times in my head so I remember it. But if I'm meeting a big group of people, forget it.
That's difficult.
I'm lost. So yesterday afternoon, I'm walking into the gym for my oldest son's basketball game, and I see one of the basketball dads over there who I've only really interacted with maybe once or twice. And so we're walking into the gym at the same time together, and I'm like, "Hey, Ron, how you doing?"
His name wasn't Ron, was it?
He's like, "It's Rob."
Oh,
actually.
Gosh. At least you were close.
I know. That's what I said to myself internally. I'm like, I was pretty close on that
one. You were only one letter off.
But I'm like, "I'm so sorry. Rob, how are you? Good to see you." And so while the game is going on, we are sitting in the gym, in the stands, somewhat near each other. And Rob had the opportunity to meet my wife yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is Paula. And so we're talking during the game, and then the game is over, and we are all filing out of the gym. And my wife, Paula, is in a conversation with Rob. And as we're walking out, I hear Rob say, "Well, it's really good to meet you, Laura."
Oh, Do you think he did it on purpose to be a jerk? Surely he did, right?
I had that same conversation with Paula last night. I'm like, do you think he screwed up your name on purpose?
I definitely think that he did. Although he shouldn't be rude to Paula. He should have said, like, see ya, Will, or something to you.
Well, here's what makes me think that he didn't do it on purpose. Because Paula responded back, oh, it's Paula, actually. And he's like, your name is Pollen?
Oh, my gosh. What?
And she's like, Paula.
Paula.
Pollen. Where did he get Pollen from?
Whose name is Pollen?
I don't know. Someone who, I mean, it's a word that reminds you of springtime.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know anyone by the name of Pollen.
Well, he screwed that one up.
I think he did.
So you felt real better about yourself there.
I think he did. I don't know what you're trying to pull there, Ron.
Yeah, really, Ron. Get a grip.
Q104. I said what I said. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Why is Taylor Swift's dad making headlines this morning?
He's under investigation.
Taylor Swift's dad?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He allegedly hit a paparazzi square in the face in Australia.
In Australia, though. Yeah. So the whole family was there.
Yeah.
You never really hear about Taylor Swift's dad that often. I hear about her mom. Because I know that they're super close. I never really hear anything about Taylor Swift's dad.
Yeah, I feel like I saw him in one of her documentaries that she did. But other than that, you're right. It's a lot about mom. But today, the dad's making headlines.
So a paparazzi got too close.
There's not a lot of details coming out. Obviously, it's under investigation. But the guy, his name is Ben McDonald, claims that Taylor Swift's dad, like, rushed him. Is what he's saying. Charged him and just popped him right in the face. So there is a video of the incident, so I'm sure they'll be able to get to the bottom of it pretty quickly. But you see Taylor's dad and a security guard kind of having a exchange with the photographer, and like, it's ultimately unclear who did what or what was said, but there you have it.
How old is Taylor Swift's dad?
71.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He doesn't care anymore.
Absolutely not. He's like, don't touch my daughter.
That's right. It's the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, so great to have you here this morning. We are the Q Morning Show. I feel like we should have one of those countdowns like they do for the solar eclipse.
Oh, wait, I can tell you.
Where for the eclipse, it's 41 days, 7
hours. It's
122
hours. Days.
Now, do you have your own countdown going on over there?
It's on my wedding website, so I can just look it up.
There you go. That's what I'll do. I'll go to your wedding website every single time. So in 122 days is the ceremony.
Wedding 2.0.
For Morgan, where are we at with wedding planning right now?
You're going to be so proud of me.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you anyway. I don't need to have the wedding be a reason why I'm proud of you.
Okay, but I did something that was really stressing me out.
What's that?
I booked the hotel block.
Nice. Where am I going to be staying?
The Westin. You know where that is?
Yeah, no.
You don't?
Well, I mean, if you pointed it out to me, I would probably know where it is.
Yeah, it's downtown. You know where it is.
That doesn't narrow it down.
I did it.
I couldn't remember the name of the Crown Plaza, which is like right next door to us.
Right,
studios.
Yeah.
If I looked at it, I'm like, oh, yeah, the Westin, I know where that's at.
So I did that. That was the first thing that I did last week. Then I ordered 4 different samples of wedding invitations so that I can choose the wedding invitations that I'm going to send out. But you know what? Why is it every time that I go to plan something, I find a major flaw? I don't like mailing people wedding invitations because half the people that I mailed my save the dates to didn't even get them.
So they have not saved anything.
Yeah. So I had to like text some of them being like, hey, did you get the save the date? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, well, this is when it is. So now I feel like I shouldn't even mail the invitations. You know what I've seen some people do, though, is sending an email. It looks it doesn't look the same, obviously, because it's an email and it's a physical paper, but people can RSVP online anyways.
Okay.
So what's the difference?
And that's acceptable to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to let them know that?
Yeah.
Okay, then no problem there.
You think I should?
Sure, why not? To make it easier on them, possibly. I would not send them an invitation. Are you saying that you're not going to invite them to the wedding at all because they didn't get
saved? No.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, instead of sending a physical invitation in the mail, you send a email invitation.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And so you'll get the email and it'll say RSVP here and you can just RSVP right online. The reason I want to do that is because I don't trust the mail service.
How many people would you have to do that for?
Like 125.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I can just do it on the wedding website because I've already got their emails. I've got everyone's emails.
I was going to say do both.
Both?
Yeah.
Talk about doing a lot.
Send them, because I think some people still like to receive the physical invitation. They like to have it in, they like to be able to touch it, have it in their hands.
But it's also like, is it worth $300 to get lost in the mail?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Not
really.
Now it's a cost-cutting move not sending them out?
It's not like the primary thought of the decision, but like I said, who wants to pay $300 for invitations where 10% of them don't actually end up getting to the people they're supposed to?
I know, but then the email would be the backup. So they would get both. And
maybe
then they could RSVP either way, either by mail or by email.
I'm thinking it over. But that's where I am. I got a lot done. Those were some big bridges that I had to cross, and I crossed them.
You already had the invitations budgeted it in, so don't take them out now.
I mean, I haven't really had them budgeted in. I mean, I'm just...
Why not?
It just is what it is. Like, yeah. I know what my limit is. I know there's things that I have to have, so I don't know.
Yeah, I would hit them with both, and then... What if you send out an email and it goes to junk or it goes to spam?
I'll just send them a text.
They don't see it. Well, now you're contacting them three different ways to invite them
fine.
To your wedding.
That's fine.
I'm just trying to make it easier on you. That's what I would do. I would do both at that point.
Time will tell. We'll see. I'll take it into consideration.
All right. Cleveland Confessional on the way this morning. It's going to be Kylie that is joining us. I believe that might be a fake name. We'll
fake
find
Kylie.
Out in a second. But Kylie says her husband has been adamant about her not doing something. In her words, adamant.
Okay.
She's doing it anyway. The Cleveland Confessional is next on the Q Morning Show.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to. The Q Morning Show. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. This is Cleveland's original Cleveland Confessional. We're going to do it right now. What's on your mind? What do you want to get off your chest?
Who are we talking to today?
Her name is Kylie, and I got the impression that... Is Kylie your real name, Kylie?
Well, no, it's a name that I'm using to... confess something this morning.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. I was just trying to gauge how anonymous this is. So what is your confession this morning?
So for the past 4 or 5 months, I've been selling pictures of my feet online, and my husband has no idea about it.
Okay, I've heard of this. I didn't know that people actually did it and make money. People actually make money doing this?
This is a thing. In fact, I had a coworker. I don't work with him anymore. This was in Arizona. I had a coworker that was really into...
No!
Purchasing feet
no.
pics. Yes. That was
no.
his thing.
Full body cringe.
It is cringy. It bothered me as well, but sometimes I try to take the attitude of to each his own.
Right, okay.
I don't want to judge.
Kylie, do you think this would bother your husband?
Oh, it absolutely would. I mean, we've had discussions about this before. Maybe a year ago, maybe less, we had a conversation about me doing this because I heard of people doing it and I thought, that seems easy. Like, let me try it. I have some nice looking feet. And I told him about my idea of doing this and he was absolutely against it. He was adamant that I do not do it.
Okay. But you're doing it anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So a friend of mine does it, and her boyfriend actually handles the whole thing. He, like, helps her take pictures and videos and whatever else is needed, and then he handles, like, the website and the requests, so, like sending the photos. And so I'm like, all I have to do is pose. If I'm doing it like she does, I'm the model, so that seems easy.
Okay. I'm going to try to ask this question delicately.
Oh,
and I only ask because I'm, like I said, I'm a little familiar with this world because of this this old coworker of mine. The requests that you get, Kylie, they're a little unusual sometimes, right?
Yeah, so you charge differently for pictures versus video. Like, the requests are the specific thing that maybe somebody wants me to do in the video.
Okay. Yes. I think we can use our imagination for the rest of the way.
No, I'm so confused.
I think you want to be confused about this.
I'm like so totally lost.
I really think that you want to be confused.
Okay.
Let your imagination run wild here. Here's a question I have for you, Kylie. In these videos, is it just your feet, or do you sometimes have to have your face in the picture or the video?
If that's requested from somebody, me personally, I don't do that. But
okay.
Some people would.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk money. How much money are we making here?
Well, I've been doing it for about 5 months, and I've made about, I would say, like
$16,000. $16,000?
How does your husband not know that you just have an extra 16 grand, is my question.
It is in my savings, in my own personal account, and I just really don't touch it because it's just put away for a rainy day until he finds out that it's
going to end so badly.
Well, maybe I can like buy him a trip somewhere nice with the money that I
have.
Oh my God. I told you there was money to be made from this.
Yeah. Like, $16,000 in 5 months. I need to do the math.
This is a thing for sure. And money can be made. Kylie is making it.
So it's like almost close to $3,000 a month, a little over $3,000 a month. Wow. That's crazy.
So let's dive into this aspect. Does Kylie need to let her husband know what she's doing?
Absolutely.
You think so?
You have to.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you why in a minute, but you have to tell.
I don't know, man. He doesn't want, he already said she shouldn't do it. And I would be so, if there's another man coming into their home and taking these pictures and video, I'd be so uncomfortable.
You have to tell him. Not only are you hiding this lie, you're hiding money from your husband.
216-474-0104. Convince me why I'm wrong. Why does Kylie need to tell her husband? The Cleveland Confessional, your calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is how we do it. Oh, geez.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Cleveland Confessional is happening right now. We're talking about Kylie's confession, who let us know that for the past few months or so, 5 months or so, she has been selling pictures of her feet.
Against the wishes of her husband. She asked her husband if he would be cool with that. He said no, and she's doing it anyways.
And I get the feeling that we're surprising some people with the fact that this is a thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always heard that it was a thing. I didn't know that you could make $16,000 in 5 months like Kylie has. I had no idea it had that kind of money.
And I want everyone to understand that the only reason that I know about this is because I used to work with a guy who was really, really into feet.
That is unfortunate.
And I hope that you believe me, and I hope you don't think that I have some sort of a foot fetish, and I just know about all this stuff. The only reason I know is because of him.
Okay.
And so, like, the texts are coming in. Like, one of the texts are, what the heck do you do with your feet? I'm lost.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
I understand it's confusing. So the way that I understand it is that if you request a foot video from somebody, so all of this works just like OnlyFans. Like, okay. I think there's a website. It's called like Adult Feet Finder or something like that. If you make a request for a foot video, in the request, you would say, please have your feet go in a circular motion or have them go up and down or something like that. It's like that. And I don't want to get any more graphic than that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
next.
Those are what the requests are for. Samantha's in Cleveland. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
Does all this sound good to you?
Sounds great.
No.
Where do I sign up?
No.
Wait a minute. This is not an infomercial. We're not recruiting right now, Samantha. We have no idea how to get into it. I did mention that website. I think if you go there, you might be able to upload a profile or something like that. But yeah, I mean, you can make a lot of money doing this, Samantha.
I'm in.
All right. If you get in, let us know. Let us know if it's working out for you.
Gosh.
I think what we're trying to figure out here, though, is because Kylie went to her husband and said, can I do this? I think I can make some money from selling my feed pictures online. My friend does this. Her boyfriend will take all the pictures and handle this.
He said no. He's like, no, I'm not into it. But she's lying to him. It's like, yes, okay, lying to him to do something that you want to do. That's one thing. But she's also hiding $16,000 from him, which I think is also a big problem.
Melissa is in Olmsted Falls. Melissa, do you think that Kylie needs to fess up with her husband?
She's got to come clean because they talked about it and he was against it. And I would hate to see somebody get divorced over foot pics.
Right.
True.
But if you make this confession and then let's say she does it now, let's say she waits another 5 months and she has $32,000 in her possession.
I did something that my husband, like, we decided, we agreed we weren't going to do, and I ended up making $32,000, I think my husband would leave me.
Still leave you?
Yeah.
Even if you had the
money? Maybe she can warm it up and be like, you know, my friend makes a lot of money. It could change our life. We could move. We could go on vacation. But she's got to come clean.
That's what I'm hoping is that I'm hoping that the husband just doesn't understand.
Well, a lot of people don't. Clearly, a lot of people don't understand. Like, and I don't want to understand.
Like, maybe the husband didn't understand how much money she can make. And yes, the lying is bad.
Yeah, but you still have to tell him.
Okay.
You're coming around. You're coming to your senses.
But man, the money makes it so much better.
Well, I mean, maybe she can lead with that. And hopefully if she really wants to continue to do it, he'll get on board.
All right.
But she can't keep the lie.
All right, Kylie, you've heard the advice. That's what we're telling you to do.
There you have it.
But I would walk into the room and make it rain first if you can do that. The Cleveland Confessional, it's Q104.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's meet our players today. First up, it's Ray in Elyria, a graduate of Admiral King High School. Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going up against Lauren in Strongsville, a Berea High School graduate. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, make sure you just say your name and then I'll give you the cue to answer. Sam Hunt tickets on the line. So here we go with question number one. Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
Ray.
Ray?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain is correct. Question number two. Which Kardashian sister owns a denim brand called Good American?
Ray.
Ray?
Courtney.
It's not Courtney. Lauren, do you have a guess?
Chloe.
Chloe is correct. We're tied 1-1. Question number three. In which board game do you collect $200 when you pass
Ray.
Go?
Lauren. Ray. Monopoly.
Monopoly is correct. Okay, Ray could win with this, or Lauren, you could tie. Lauren, if you miss it, Ray will win the game. Oh, no, that's not true. Take that back. Anyways, question number four. In what country does the movie Mamma Mia take place?
Ray.
I heard Lauren by a hair.
Yeah, same thing. I confirm.
Italy.
No, it's not Italy. Ray for the win.
Greece
is right. You did it. Wow, Ray. I'm impressed with you, Ray.
I used to live in Lorain, and I'm on the Wall of Fame.
Oh,
you're on the Wall of Fame.
Yes. That was a long time ago. The Battle of the Birds, Morgan, Wall of Fame.
Morgan beat me for the Golden Crown.
There you go.
Love it.
Ray, what I'm going to do, I'm going to buy tickets to that museum, and I'm going to go walk through. I'm going to find your picture in the Wall of Fame. Congratulations. You got the Thank Sam you. Hunt tickets. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So refresh my memory. How long ago was it that your husband David came to you and said, I've lost it. I've lost my wedding ring. I can't find it anywhere.
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that he came to you because he legitimately cannot find it. Like, if this was me, I probably would let it go for a while until I was certain that I have turned my entire house upside down and my car
yeah.
and all my bags anywhere I might have taken it off and put it somewhere. So I think that he kind of just gave up and that's why he came to you.
Well, he did look in certain places because I was upset about it. We've only been married for 4 months and you've already lost your wedding ring. Hello. Do I mean nothing to you?
Right. But it's a very, very common thing. I mean, we talked to my brother who lost his wedding ring within 30 days of being married on a camping trip.
Yeah.
And he's lost it again. He lost it on vacation in Hawaii.
Right.
Snorkeling in the Pacific Ocean. He might not even replace it, he said.
At that point, I feel like there's really no point.
Yeah. I don't know. With him, though, it just keeps falling off his hand, which to me is I can understand losing it because you keep taking it off and you misplace it. But my brother's losing it because it's falling off his hand.
No, my husband's ring fit his finger and it wasn't actually falling off.
Right.
So, but we have an update this morning.
What is the update?
He found it. Do you want to take any guess where it was? And this is so typical.
Okay.
Knowing what you know about my husband, David, where was it?
He takes his wedding ring off when he golfs, but is he golfing anytime in the past 2 weeks? Because I was going to guess
golf bag. Go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Golf bag.
He left it in his golf bag.
In the golf bag.
Wouldn't that be the first place you look?
You would think that yes, because he's left it in there before. He's left it in there for days before. And if you lose it, why would he not check that? Why would he not take that bag and like hold it up and like shake it and try to get things to fall out of it?
I think that he did. But I think that this is also a classic case. And I think a lot of women out there can relate to the fact that when your husband loses something, 9 times out of 10, they find it exactly where they left it. They will search for days, weeks, and you'll be like, oh, did you leave it in the car? Because that's where I last saw it. And you go in the car and there it is. Oh, did you leave it in your golf bag? You look in the golf bag and there it is.
Right.
It's just so typical.
No, I understand.
So what do I do now to make sure that he never loses it again? I feel like I need to get him a more expensive ring so that he actually really protects it.
Has he looked into the smart ring?
I know that that was somebody's suggestion. I don't think he's looked into it, but I will be looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a tattoo. Or maybe a silicone. We still have options, but at least we found the Amazon ring.
I'm checking my text right now. I thought my brother texted me something negative about the...
The smart ring?
The smart ring. No, I guess
it can read your mind?
No, yeah, it was something negative.
Like you can track your location. That might be beneficial, actually.
For David?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why he won't get the smart ring.
Right. But we're taking it as a victory today.
All right, well, good.
Yes.
David?
Good job, David.
Keep that thing on. I want to get into something this morning because I just received a friend request on Facebook.
Okay.
It's a friend request that I did not want to receive.
Okay.
This might be a little morbid, too, but I think it's very real because I'm pretty sure that this has happened to other people. So that's coming up next. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning.
Cleveland is waking up to the Q Morning Show.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So I received a friend request on Facebook.
Okay.
Just a few minutes ago, just a half hour ago this morning. I am distressed to find out that the friend request came from my dad.
Okay.
Why is that distressing?
Well, I know, but I would rather you say it.
Because I believe this is impossible, but my dad passed away in 2021. And this is not the first time that I have received a friend request from him since he's passed away. Like, this has got to be the third or fourth time now.
Okay, I have questions.
Okay.
Is it the same profile that keeps friend requesting you? Is it a friend request that has just sat in your inbox and you're just getting notifications about the same one?
No, I think I've deleted the other ones.
So you've denied the friend request before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's weird. That's somebody impersonating your dad.
Right. So like a hacker.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That is accessing his Facebook profile and sending people friend requests.
But it's not actually his Facebook profile. Did he have a Facebook?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And you're still friends with the original Facebook page?
I believe so. That's a great question. Let me check that. Let's see.
Because I feel like...
Yes,
okay,
I am.
So you are still friends with it. Okay, yeah. So it is a hack.
Yeah.
That is really bizarre.
Wait a minute. Now I'm looking at the account that I'm friends with.
And it's a hack?
I don't know. It's weird.
Does it say when the profile was made?
Go
to more.
Join March 2012.
Does that sound about right?
Probably. Why? I'm looking at his, what do you call it? The bio?
Mm-hmm.
He says, in the last sentence of his bio says, gloom, despair, and agony on me. I don't know what that... Now I'm wondering if this is actually his profile.
Does that sound like something your dad would say?
I don't know. Yes? So,
I don't know.
Maybe? He watched Fox News a lot, so...
I don't know.
I think he was gloomy, and there was a lot of despair there in the last few days. I don't know. I don't know what to do. So what I'm asking is, has anyone ever dealt with this before with a parent or a loved one? And they've passed away and you don't know what to do with their social media? Because I don't know. I'm very limited with my knowledge of social media. I'm on Facebook, but I'm not really on Facebook.
Yeah, I would think that you could report this person.
Yeah,
that would be your first step.
Maybe that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
But is there a way to do something to my dad's original account? If I can figure out which account is his account, if I can make it so nobody hacks it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I can't really change his password because I don't know his original password.
Right.
I don't know what to do here.
What a strange conundrum you have yourself in.
It's not really bothering me. Like,
well.
I don't think I'm getting Facebook requests from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
It's annoying.
It's startling to get friend requests from my dad all the time.
Yeah, and it's triggering.
216-474-0104, if you can help me out with that.
Please.
Teddy Swims, Q104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Speaking of social media, because I don't understand TikTok, as much as I don't understand Facebook. But there is a new survey looking at how adults use TikTok. And the results of this survey find that most users of TikTok don't post anything.
Yeah, I see why that would be true.
They just go to the site to view content that others make.
Yeah.
So a third of adults say they use TikTok, and half of them say they've never, ever posted a video at all.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't use it as, like, a part of my business, I wouldn't post things on it.
You would just be a lurker?
Yeah, I pretty much am a lurker. Anyways, I mean, I really only post, like, the pop culture news. And then sometimes I'll do, like, a funny David and I video. But other than that, I would totally be a lurker.
How much do you enjoy, how much time do you spend on TikTok?
Like watching?
Just watching videos.
Ugh, I could watch for hours, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that entertaining?
Yeah, because some are short, some are long. It's tailored to you. So, like, they know what I'm Googling. They know what I'm watching. So, right now, I can get lost in the TikTok sauce for hours because they know I've been Googling rugs and living room inspiration. And so, I'll see all these different bedroom inspos and kitchen inspos, and they know I'm moving. So, I just get sucked into the rabbit hole.
Am I doing the exact same thing you are, except I'm just on a different app? I'm on Instagram watching Reels?
Probably, yeah.
And it's the same thing, right? It's a lot of the same content, and I'm just, yeah, I'm locked into the algorithm.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of, like, baseball and basketball drills, and I send them to my son, who doesn't even have I created an Instagram account for my son, and I send him videos
that he doesn't even look at.
He doesn't even have access to the account. So then I send it to the, and then I show him the videos later.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I saw this video that I thought you might like.
Right.
But I don't want him to be on Instagram yet.
Yeah, that's exactly what TikTok is. I'm surprised you just haven't given it a chance yet.
Because if I'm spending so much time watching IG Reels, why do I want to waste time watching TikTok videos?
I don't know.
It seems like it's too much.
Yeah, maybe it is.
And if I'm seeing the same stuff on one, I don't need the other.
That is self-restraint at its finest, something that I do not have when it comes to social media.
But I would be a lurker as well. Q104.
I used to float, now I just fall down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.